Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.
This is a special edition of the Sean Hannity Show. America trapped behind enemy lines. Day number 39.
39 days, Joe. You abandon our fellow Americans, green card holders, Afghan allies, and I don't think he's mentioned Afghanistan in the last 10 days. Death squads now going door to door. We got video now emerging, 22 unarmed Afghan commandos. That's right, Joe, the allies, we promised we'd get them the hell out of there. Yeah, they were murdered by the ever-professional and business-like Taliban. Thousands of, you know, we now have, when you look at the numbers in total between American citizens, people with green cards, legitimately eligible to be in this country that can't come here, and you look at Afghan allies, and then you look at their families, it's thousands of people. And you got the Taliban going door to door, their death squads, seeking and searching for anybody that ever involved themselves with the U.S., and they're being murdered. And women and girls are now being blocked from attending school. And yes, female government workers have been told to stay home. I told you this was coming. At least some of us know what Sharia law is all about. Now it has been enacted in full in the Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan, courtesy of Joe Biden and the red, white, and blue under his so-called leadership. Doesn't mention a word at his big UN speech, but all he wants to talk about is global warming and how America is going to be a sucker again and foot the bill for all of this. Not a single word about his botched pullout of Afghanistan, the disaster that is unfolding at our southern border. You know, is he lifting a finger to look into the absolute disaster? If this story is true about General Milley colluding with other military top brass to circumvent, you know, the clearly defined role of the commander in chief under our constitutional system. Is he doing it? No, he just gets a vote of confidence. You know, is Joe doing anything else but saying, well, I've experienced pain too, and his response to killing, and he uses a spokesperson to do it, you know, killing innocent humanitarians and children in this drone strike, telling us, oh, we got an ISIS leader. We don't know who, but we got one. You know, now we're begging. Now France has pulled their ambassador. We're begging OPEC to produce more energy. I mean, it can't get any more humiliating than this. This is, you know, we wrote the book last year. I was on a book tour, Live Free or Die, America and the World on the Brink. I didn't know how right I was. I'm more right than I thought. It's worse than I thought it would be. And I explain in chilling detail what would happen Now, as they try to push, you know, $5 trillion in new Green Deal-ism, which has nothing to do with the environment, everything to do with radical socialism down the country's throat, the only good news is they are imploding in the process of all of this. It is beyond humiliating. You know, this disaster down at the border, apparently there was an exchange with Peter Ducey and Jen Psaki, and Peter Ducey rightly is asking Jen Psaki, you know, Psaki said, why would you ask such a question? Well, Ducey says, well, when there is, in other words, is Biden going to go to the border? When there's a hurricane or a natural disaster, he finds a way to the scene for an obligatory appearance, but he seems allergic to the border. And I don't even know what to say about, you know, now everybody in the administration, they want to investigate their own border policies. I mean, and then you get the stupidity of Jen Psaki, and we've been playing it. I'll play it later. You know, immigrants don't need proof of vaccination. They don't even need to be tested for COVID because they're not intending to stay long. That is a lie. All of this is a lie. Chuck Schumer asking Biden, stop the hateful, xenophobic Trump policies and the mistreatment of Haitian immigrants. Excuse me, Trump's not president. Trump's policies are not in place. Trump has set a 25-year low of illegal aliens crossing that border because of, his stay in Mexico policy, the border wall construction, and ending the idiocy of catch and release, which is now basically simply evolved into process and release. And now they're out there and they're telling lies. Kamala Harris is deeply troubled by the treatment of these migrants. You're the border czar. Why don't you take a trip down to the actual border? Go to Del Rio and look for yourself. We've had reporters down there, investigative reporter Sarah Carter's down there now reporting from there. Governor Abbott was there yesterday. And you're not doing a thing. Governor Abbott has to get every single vehicle lining them up, trying to keep people out. The federal government, they're not only not enforcing the laws of the land, they're aiding and abetting in the law breaking. I mean, so the Biden administration is appalled at how the Biden administration is treating these illegal immigrants that they encouraged and enticed to come. You can't make this up. Now they're more interested in vilifying Border Patrol officers who've been trying to protect our country and enforce the laws of our land that they themselves won't enforce. It's process and release. No more wall, no more stay in Mexico policy, very few deportations. You know, we're not in the middle of a pandemic. We're not even testing people for COVID. We're not checking radical associations of backgrounds of people from Afghanistan. We're not seeing if people have the means and ability to take care of themselves and not be a burden on the American people. These are simple, basic, fundamental things. If we're a nation governed by laws, and if you don't respect our borders, our laws, and our sovereignty, and you have a president aiding and a vice president aiding and abetting in the law breaking, well, that's when all law and order breaks down completely. Just like all the people involved in the 530 whatever, you know, riots in 2020, where thousands of cops were pelted with rocks and bricks and bottles and Molotov cocktails and dozens of Americans injured. We're not going to investigate that riot. We'll investigate the one riot that impacted Congress because that's the most important riot because we can demonize Trump. And this is about us. Of course, we're more important than the American people. Are you more important than Horace Lorenzo Anderson Sr., whose son was killed in the Chop Chaz Autonomous Summer of Love Spaghetti Potluck Dinner Zone? You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. 11,000 people under that bridge right now today as we speak. If Trump were president, what do you think the media reaction would be? I mean, are you kidding? And by the way, liberals are only mad because we actually might enforce the laws of the land. And they actually then tried by the use of the reconciliation process until the Senate parliamentarian said no. They actually have been trying to force that amnesty down our throats of the 15 million illegal estimated aliens in the country today or immigrants in the country today and force amnesty on the country without even changing the law. The Senate parliamentarian said, no, you can't do that. But Mike Lee was probably right yesterday saying they'll find a way to tie it to finances and get it done anyway. You know, so Joe Biden made a solemn promise. He's going to get the border under control. What, like you promise to stay out of Afghanistan till every American is out, Joe? Or you promise not to abandon our Afghan allies that you abandoned thousands of them? Thousands of Americans with green cards you abandoned behind enemy lines? Just like you promised to get COVID-19 under control, Joe? Like you promised, oh, no, we'll never have a vaccine mandate. I would never demand people get vaccinated. Jen Psaki, it's not the role of the federal government to force vaccinations. We can't require, Nancy Pelosi said, people to be vaccinated. CDC Director Walensky says the same. And, you know, no, we'll never mandate vaccinations, flip-flop Fauci says. They all make these promises. Now I support their positions from just a month and a half ago, and I'm an extremist, according to their definitions. You know, it's so corrupt and dishonest. I mean, it is unbelievable and so inept. I just never thought we'd see a failure of this magnitude this quickly. It's unbelievable. And don't buy the lie. Contrary to, you know, the false statements of Jen Psaki, no, we don't need to test them for COVID or get them vaccinated because they're not intending to stay long. That's a lie, too. And contrary to the reports and the propaganda and the lies, Biden's Homeland Security Department has been busing Haitians from Del Rio to El Paso and Laredo and the Rio Grande Valley along the Texas border. And now they're adding flights to Tucson. And then they're sending people they're dispersing people, unvaccinated, untested, high rate of COVID positivity and other issues like measles with Afghan allies all over the country. Meanwhile, back in Port-au-Prince in Haiti, many of the deported Haitians, you know, they're mad and they're angry. You know, the few that actually did get deported, which were very little. Texas Governor Abbott now has approved 8,000 miles long steel barrier police vehicles to deter all these, you know, 11,000 illegal immigrants trying to get into the country. And Border Patrol agents find that migrants are even using the storm drains to enter Texas illegally. You know, you can't have a bigger humanitarian mess talking to people that are down there. They're telling you have no idea how bad this is. And this, the conditions, I mean, it's just unbelievable. Now they want to investigate themselves on this. You can't make this up. It's that bad. Many Haitians that are trying to get in here are being released into the United States. We now have, you know, they've been freed on a very, very large scale basis, according to Border Patrol. The official with direct knowledge of the operations, not authorized to discuss the matter, speaking on the condition of anonymity because he'll lose his job and he needs his pension. Many have been processing the Border Patrol agents and ordering an appearance in immigration court. They're never showing up to the immigration court. 95% won't show up. It's unbelievable. And we have reports of illegal immigrants in revolt. If anybody from law enforcement dares to challenge anyone, Department of Homeland Security can't even give a ballpark estimate on the number of illegal immigrant numbers, just like we don't have even a ballpark estimate of how many Americans they abandoned behind enemy lines in Afghanistan. And our border czar, who never really went to the border where the problems were, Kamala Harris, she's just deeply troubled by images of border agents. Now, the border agents, by the way, you know, the Border Patrol union boss slamming the administration for attacking the Border Patrol agents, you know, the union that represents them, excoriating the White House and the news media for falsely suggesting the horse-mounted officers were abusing illegal immigrants using leather whips. In video footage that is out there, it turns out that they're the reins that are sanctioned by the Biden administration, he said, to protect people from getting too close to the animals. In other words, if you get close to the animals, then the animals could turn around and kick you and kill you, actually. Anyway, Brandon Judd, former agent himself, National Border Patrol Council, singled out Jen Psaki for condemning the agents, that it's horrible to watch and they should never be able to do it again. Quote, there are very few things that make my blood boil as bad as the White House directly coming out and condemning an action before they even know what happened. Telling JustTheNews.com in an interview, John Solomon, where he's the editor-in-chief, Jen Psaki came out, condemned the actions, when in reality, it's a legitimate law enforcement action that was meant to protect the illegal immigrants from the horses. And you know, he said, quote, we have to keep individuals away from the horses. If they get too close to the horses will step on them, could break their bones, kick them, and they get kicked in the head, it can cause a death. Look, I don't know anything about horses.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign-up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today, HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
Keeping Uncle Sam accountable to you every day.
Where's my money?
Hannity is on.
And City Hall protests today in New York City with activists demanding Rikers Island be closed down. Cloudy today, low in the mid-70s. Showers tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s. On Wall Street, the Dow is currently up 441 points, the S&P has climbed 53 points, and the NASDAQ also up 180. Your next update at 4 o'clock, breaking news at once. Start your day with Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning, 6 until 10 weekdays. I'm Liz Warner on 710 WOR and NBC News radio station. Now let's check WOR traffic with Adrian Watson.
Thanks, Liz. New Jersey Turnpike still has a truck fire. Southbound outer roadway by exit 13 in Elizabeth. Multi-mile delay. Stick with the southbound inner roadway instead. Southbound Garden State Parkway heavy from Union down to Cranford. Looks like a problem there. And also the southbound parkway has a crash in Paramus south of Route 4. Northbound Van Wyck loaded up from the Belt Parkway to Jamaica Avenue with a disabled vehicle. Eastbound Belt stop and go from the Van Wyck to the Cross Island Parkway. This report is sponsored by the Ben Ferguson Podcast. Coming up on the Ben Ferguson podcast all week, they're doing a deep dive into the shocking news that a Clinton campaign attorney lied to the FBI about the Russian collusion story. So why are more people not being indicted? They're going to expose it all on the Ben Ferguson podcast. Download it now. I'm Adrian Watson. Next traffic, 4 o'clock on 710 WOR.
It's currently 78 degrees. Your WOR news time is 3:32.
I mean, that was Peter. You can't make this up. Just like Kamala Harris, the borders are hasn't been to the real border where the problems are either. They just now the funniest thing in all of this is now they want to investigate. They slam their own treatment of migrants on the border and then say we inherited the problem. No, you created the problem. Borders were secure under Trump. This wasn't happening because of the Stay in Mexico policy you abolished. The border wall construction that you stopped. And you bringing back catch and release, which now is even worse. It's process and release. Lara Logan, she'll be on Hannity tonight. Now, she cited, she has some good sources, unnamed bioweapons specialists and intel agents following this massive influx of illegal immigrants into the country as a typical way to launch a virus attack on your country. That's a pretty scary scenario that she's outlining there. In other words, you know, okay, what if somebody brings, now that we know virology labs like Wuhan exist that we fund, you know, something worse than COVID? Yeah, it's possible into the country. And why are they Democrats? Why are they all demanding citizenship for every illegal immigrant? It's simple. What they're, and again, I'm very pro-legal immigration. Very pro-legal immigration. All four of my grandparents came here from Ireland. All four of them. They didn't have any money in their pocket. They faced discrimination. Irish Catholic need not apply. Had a hard time. I know I stand on their shoulders. They sacrificed for their for future generations. But I just want to make sure I don't care where you come from. We need to check your, make sure you don't have radical associations. In the middle of a pandemic, check your health. And also make sure that you have the financial means to take care of yourself while you're here. I also believe in, you know, if you have special skills in particular, you should get to the top of the list. We have no idea who we're letting into this country right now. And the Democrats offer broad, you know, sweeping amnesty. Well, what is that? That's something of great, great, great value to people. If you're coming from a country not as great as America. And they hope, oh, well, if we give you citizenship, we hope you vote Democratic for the rest of your life. Nah, is that the reason? Why wouldn't you have controlled immigration? Why wouldn't you enforce the laws of the land? Why would you allow open borders like this? And the Democrats try to, you know, sneak in the reconciliation bill, massive amnesty. Biden's approval rating, as I said, now underwater in 38 states. He's down to what, 32% in Iowa. You know, his approval rating hit an all-time low in the latest Gallup poll. Only 43% of respondents support, you know, it's the lowest level of support he's ever recorded. 53% of adults indicating they have a negative view of his presidency. Jen Psaki dismissing Gayle King's very, very important question, I thought, she's on CBS, that the U.S. had displayed very bad behavior internationally, you know, by killing innocent civilians and humanitarians and children. You know, the exchange took place with Jen Psaki. We're still getting hammered from our withdrawal of what happened in Afghanistan. Everybody knows. Many people believe it was time, but it's just the way it was done. You look at what's happening with immigration. You look at France saying they've been betrayed by the U.S., you know, what part of this is good? It was a good question by Gayle King. Kudos to her. Reporters even slamming the White House for shutting down questions, when in fact Boris Johnson was more than willing to take questions. He took three of them. As they were leaving, they asked for the president's reaction to the situation at the border. He wouldn't answer because he's not allowed. He's going to get in trouble. American reporters finally getting furious at this. You'd have to be blind not to see the unmitigated disaster and this, you know, 62% disapproval rating in Iowa. That's a pretty broad indication of where it's going. Even FBI Director Wray saying the Taliban takeover, he's warning, will inspire U.S.-based extremists. The Taliban wanted to speak at the UN. That won't be approved. Wait till next year, though. Let's see what happens next year. Unbelievable. By the way, Russia's new gas pipeline, Wall Street Journal, to Germany, delivers more power to Moscow. A cold winter might force European regulators to speed up the approval process for the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Well, he already got the waiver from Biden while he was simultaneously eliminating those jobs here in America. Unbelievable. So sad. He's turned the page on Afghanistan. We have four Marines still hospitalized after that blast. You don't talk about them. This speech was an unmitigated, embarrassing disaster, and he's bragging about it yesterday. He's bragging about it. Afghan resistance leaders have fled following the Taliban takeover. How can they fight with the military might that Biden left them? How's that even possible? You know, Taliban, you know, names it's their ambassador to the UN is another radical. And Kabul, a former American citizen, keeps running the city under the Taliban watch. They're literally sending out. I mean, it's unbelievable. They're sending out death squads banging on doors. Six planes full of U.S. hostages still held at the Mazar-i-Sharif airport. Been going on for weeks. Glenn Beck's been actively involved with this. He's going to join us on Hannity tonight and give us an update on what he's doing. And all kudos to him and everybody else that has been trying to help. And all the retired Navy SEALs and special op guys that are currently now risking their lives. That's all I'll say about it. We'll hear their stories. How many liberals complained and how many Hollywood, you know, cable liberals and Hollywood liberals? No, they complained about Soleimani. They don't, not a word out of Joe Biden killing innocent children and saying he got ISIS. United States is moving into a new era of relentless diplomacy. Yeah, that's doing great. The very professional and business-like Taliban, Joe. That's what he said to the UN. We stand, in my view, at this inflection point. It is so humiliating. I find the whole thing beyond anything I could ever have imagined 8 months ago. It's that bad. Now we have a problem. Democratic, you know, the squad is in control. You know that they were going to include $1 billion for Israel's Iron Dome? And of course, Speaker Pelosi is not really in charge. AOC and the squad forced the House Democrats to spike helping our allies Israel with the Iron Dome, and they struck it from the spending bill. The Iron Dome is saving innocent lives on a mass scale. I mean, what, you're going to give into the anti-Semitic caucus? Which is what had happened. We've chronicled every anti-Semitic thing that has been said on this program. Of course, she didn't have the, you know, the courage to stand up to the squad because she knows the minute the squad turns on her, she won't be speaker anymore. Unbelievable. Top House Democrat, confident the infrastructure reconciliation bills will pass. We're hearing otherwise. Progressives are saying they'll vote for the only vote for the infrastructure bill after the reconciliation bill is passed. You know, the $3.5 trillion on top of the $1.2 trillion on top of the $600 billion, you know, literally includes obscene gifts to union backers. It is old style swamp Washington. Now, I will say Politico is pointing out that Biden's domestic agenda is near a collapse and the Democrats know it. A myriad of problems have arisen. Joe Manchin, Kristen Sinema, two of them. The Senate parliamentarian got rid of their amnesty provisions. Then you got the squad holding the House hostage. And then you have a few people that are Democrats saying, this isn't going to end well if I vote for all of this. And I don't think I want to vote for this. Biden administration admits the border is not under control, but we're going to get it under control, Joe said, as he was being, you know, run from event to event.
Mr. President, what's your reaction to the images from the southern border?
Get it under control.
Get it under control or you have it under control?
We will get it under control.
We will get it under control. That's an admission it's not under control. Thank you, Joe. It took a while. Remember, you kept saying that it's not a crisis. No, it's not a crisis. No, it's not a crisis. Yes, it's a crisis. House passed a government funding bill. Now, Republicans right now are saying they're going to stand strong and they're not going to raise the debt ceiling because the Democrats are tying their $3.5 trillion spending to raising the debt ceiling. Now, they're in control of both houses of Congress. Not one single Republican needs to vote to increase the debt ceiling. That's on them. They have all three branches of government there for themselves. They got, well, the House and the Senate. You know what I mean? They have the House, they have the Senate, and they have the White House. Better put. House passes the bill to prevent a shutdown. Okay, let the Democrats. They raise the debt ceiling. Let them raise the debt ceiling. I don't think they're going to be able to do it in the Senate. Several House Democrats expected now to oppose the $3.5 trillion reconciliation plan. We had on Kevin McCarthy last night, and he rightly pointed out that a lot of these Democrats know that their careers are on the line if they vote for this disaster. Mitch McConnell is saying the GOP will vote for the U.S. to default on its debt. Pelosi and Schumer say they're going to attach the debt ceiling suspension to the government funding bill, the reconciliation bill. McConnell quickly struck the idea down, saying the GOP will not vote for that legislation, effectively daring him to vote for the U.S. to default on their debt. By the way, a government shutdown, the full faith and credit of the U.S. government is going to be at stake here. It ends up being a free vacation. Essential workers still keep working. People always get Social Security and all of their benefits. And then the people that don't work end up getting back pay and a free vacation. That's the way it usually ends. You know, it's unbelievable. And this is the new modern democratic radical socialist, you know, country that they want to, you know, inflict on all of us. It's what's happening. Inflation to rise faster than previously projected. Consumer prices in the U.S. and most other leading economies will rise faster than previously anticipated. You know, I'll tell you who said this. It was Castamedes, who runs a lot of grocery stores, and he's on with Stuart Varney in the New York area. He's a billionaire. I met the guy. He's a nice guy. I've been on his show. And anyway, so he's saying inflation, no, it's here to stay. And how does he know that? Because when you give up energy independence, and now we're only paying $1.50 a gallon more than we used to pay when we were energy independent under Trump for the first time in 75 years. Well, now that we've given that up because we're too busy giving waivers to Vladimir Putin and firing American workers with high paying career jobs in the energy sector, and Pete Buttigieg is saying, well, just get another good paying union job. Good luck. But putting all that aside is when you pay more for energy, you pay more for everything. More to fill your gas tank, more to heat and cool your home. Everything you buy in every grocery store, drugstore, every mall across America is shipped there. You go to 7-Eleven, everything is shipped there. They're shipped in 18-wheelers. When you pay more for fuel, guess what? Truckers aren't going to truck for less money. Trucking companies aren't going to make less profit. And when you tax corporations, they're going to pass that tax on to you as well. Now, it was funny, Eric Adams, I think he's just trying to, I'm not sure if he believes it or not. I suspect he doesn't. I think he might actually in the back of his head be a little concerned about Curtis Sliwa, although the city has 9-1 Democrats outnumbering Republicans. But he said, well, he disagrees with AOC, agrees with the goal, but disagrees about raising taxes in a city of over 8 million people, nearly 9 million people, 65,000. Pay 51% of the income taxes in New York City. 65,000 out of nearly 9 million. They pay 51% of the taxes. Oh, I'm beginning to understand that. So if you keep raising it, those people are going to say, I'm getting the hell out of here. By the way, one scary thought, there's a new variant that was found in Kentucky in a nursing home of COVID-19. It's called R.1 or R.1, infected 45 residents. And this one's a little scary. And I've been telling you, watch out for these other variants that originated in Japan, 10,000 cases there. But anyway, one of these mutations termed E484K located spike proteins of the virus, increasing resistance to antibodies generated by the vaccine. And with all the other variants, you know, overtaking the original alpha strain. That's a scary one to pay attention to, worse than the 99% of Delta variants. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit CheapoAir.com/podcast.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.